Please remain seated. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to address you on this joint mission festival. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will. Working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, have you looked at the theme of this morning's sermon? A reluctant missionary. Perhaps the theme strikes very close to home for you. You may think that I'm speaking about you specifically. Let's begin by examining the truth that because of our sinful nature, we are hesitant to speak the word of God to others. Our rationale may vary greatly. We may think that we cannot speak well, or that our knowledge of the word of God is lacking. We can arrive at many excuses of why we are not the right individual to do mission work, or maybe more appropriately, evangelism. I stand here this morning and acknowledge that I am a reluctant missionary. I believe that I'm looking out at a congregation of reluctant missionaries. Our degree of reluctance may vary. However, the degree of reluctance to speak the word of God to others doesn't matter, for any reluctancy still makes us a reluctant missionary. This morning I pray that I will encourage you through the word of God to see your reluctancy to be a missionary, and to understand that your reluctancy is unfounded. And to help us with this endeavor, we will consider that we do have a purpose and a message here on this earth. We'll approach our study by considering the Old Testament prophet Jonah, who is an example of a reluctant missionary. Now, please rise as I read for you the 8th and 9th verses of chapter 1 of Jonah, which states, "So the sailors asked Jonah, 'Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?' He answered, 'I am a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land.' May God, the Holy Spirit, enlighten us to make us willing missionaries. Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen." You may be seated. You may remember the account of Jonah and the great fish from Sunday school. To the world, the account is only a myth. Because the Word of God tells us very plainly that it is true, we accept it by faith, that this account is factual. It's not a myth or an embellished story. With this foundation, we can consider everything in this account as being directly from our God. And therefore, let's consider the situation concerning Jonah as a reluctant missionary. The first verse of the book of Jonah begins by giving us some biographical information. Now, I'll be honest with you. We do also have to look to 2 Kings to find some of the information about Jonah. But we do know that Jonah is a prophet. He's a prophet to Israel during the time of Jeroboam II. This is a time of the beginning of great prosperity in both Israel and Judah. But sadly, it's also a time that begins the downturn spiritually. While serving as prophet to Israel, the Lord calls him to be a missionary, to minister among the Assyrians. The Assyrians are one of the world powers of the day, but the Assyrians are also feared. They're very wicked and very cruel to their captives. His call by God is for him to go to Assyria, particularly to Nineveh, and call them to repentance. His response can be summarized as his unwillingness to proclaim the word of the Lord to the Assyrians in Nineveh. Jonah tells the Lord through his actions that he's not the right individual for this job. He gets on a ship at the nearest seaport that's sailing in the opposite direction of Nineveh. We can observe in Jonah many of the same tendencies that each one of us has about being a missionary. We often act as Jonah does when we're placed in similar situations. We believe that we are not the right choice to proclaim the word of God. As we continue to examine the book of Jonah, it becomes clear that his opinion is that the Assyrians are not worthy of God's forgiveness. And thus, the Assyrians don't deserve to hear the word of God. Now, that may not be our reason for not proclaiming the word of God. We come up with several other reasons for our reluctancy. Often our reasons are connected with our ability. Maybe we claim that we cannot publicly speak, or we lack knowledge in the Word of God. I don't think any of us would buy a ticket to go to the other side of the world to try to avoid a call of God. But rather, we may avoid the situation by simply remaining silent. Whatever our reason and reaction, we're really no different from Jonah in our reluctancy to be a missionary. All our reluctancy is because of our sinful flesh. Like Jonah, our sinful flesh tells us that we cannot do that work of proclaiming the word of God as a missionary. And although the truth is certainly found in that thought that we on our own cannot do the work of God, of being a missionary, of proclaiming his word, God does give us guidance. He gives us a purpose. He namely gives us a calling to proclaim the word of God to others. What we often refer to as the Great Mission Command, or as I like to call it, the mission statement of the church, gives us that purpose. Pastor Schutze read that section of scripture for us as our second scripture lesson, where our Savior states to his disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all things that I have commanded you. And surely, I'm with you always to the very end of the age. These very familiar words remind us that we have a calling. We have a purpose on this earth. That purpose is to proclaim the word of God to others. Not just to others, but to all people. It says all nations, young, old, men, women, all nationalities. Our purpose is far-reaching, for it's a worldwide call. Jonah's call is rather narrow, like a pastor's call. He is, first of all, called to be a prophet of God to Israel. But that call is extended. It's extended to proclaim to the Assyrians and Nineveh the word of God to call them to repentance. This purpose or call identifies us as believers, for we are the proclaimers of the word of God. In this morning's sermon text, the sailors ask Jonah his identity. Notice that they ask about his occupation. What do you do? And his origin. Who are your people? These are frequently asked questions for those of the world. And although Jonah identifies his origin as being a Hebrew, he also identifies himself as being a worshiper of the Lord. We too are identified as worshipers of the Lord because of our purpose, our calling to proclaim that word of God. As I return back to the words of our Savior to his disciples, we learn that our calling of proclaiming the word of God has a meaning. How do we do this? We proclaim his word by baptizing in the triune God and by teaching all that God has commanded. Namely, all that he's revealed in his word. Now, I'd be remiss if I were to just gloss over the rest of Jesus' words. Because he makes two very important points, particularly for reluctant missionaries. He states that he has all authority in heaven and on earth. God, who calls us, has complete power. And thus, we are being called by the Almighty God to proclaim his word. Closing words of Jesus also give us comfort. Give us comfort because the one who called us to proclaim the word of God is also the one who promises to be with us always. This promise is also true when we're proclaiming the word of God, even to those who might be hostile towards the word of God. So we should not be reluctant. For the Almighty God is protecting us as we proclaim his word. And therefore, we do not need to be reluctant missionaries, for we have a call from the Almighty God, the Lord. Now, we have a purpose to proclaim the word of God. However, we often are reluctant, for we do not know what to say. This reason for not knowing what to say is a common reluctance in proclaiming the word of God. But notice the words of Jonah. I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. Those are rather simple words. He simply states that he's a Hebrew. To the heathen, like the sailors, they know that a Hebrew is an individual of the people who have separated themselves because they're waiting for this promised Savior. His statement, "I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land," shows that he fears the Lord, the God of salvation, the one who created the heavens and the earth. The statement of Jonah points to the natural knowledge of God, which is that knowledge that we see in nature because of creation, and we have written in our conscience. Jonah answers the inquiry of his identity with these words that testify of the Lord. Now, it's an academic question. Was Jonah intentionally confessing the Lord? Was that his intent in saying, "I am a worshiper"? If not, it really doesn't matter, because the Holy Spirit uses those words to work faith in the hearts of the sailors. This conversion of sailors is seen in them crying out to the Lord before throwing Jonah overboard. They ask, "Oh Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, O Lord, have done as you pleased." They're concerned about throwing Jonah overboard because they knew it meant certain death. But the Lord has other plans for Jonah. After throwing Jonah overboard, the sailors greatly fear the Lord, and they offer sacrifices to the Lord and make vows to him. And therefore, Jonah, an example of a reluctant missionary, is an illustration of the Holy Spirit using Jonah's words to bring the sailors to faith. We can be confident that God will also use the message that we are to proclaim. Remember, the message is not ours, it belongs to God. In 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul calls us ambassadors for Christ. An ambassador doesn't speak his own words, but the message of a king or a president. Similarly, we speak the words of the King of Kings, the God of salvation. If we are to proclaim the message from God, we need to receive the message that God wants us to proclaim. And God certainly sends us the message. The message that we find in his word, that we have in our Bibles. This reminds us of a few things. The first thing, this reminds us to study the Word of God daily in our homes and in Bible class and our worship services. Second, we're reminded of the significant importance of being in the Word of God. And thus, it should be our priority to study it. With our continual exposure to the Word of God, we are ready to proclaim it to others. This proclamation may not be a planned event, such as going door to door, as so many religious groups do in our day. Rather, the Lord places us so often in situations that gives us the opportunity to proclaim God's word. Opportunities such as a friend in distress because of the death in their family or a serious illness. May be God's plan for us to share his word with that friend. Notice Jonah's statement to the sailors is not a quotation from some portion of the Word of God, but a summary of the truth found in God's Word. Likewise, we don't need to quote some passage of Scripture, although it's very good to know passages of Scripture. Our words to that friend can simply be a summary of what the Word of God says. And even though our words of comfort are not direct quotations, just like Jonah, the Holy Spirit still does his work of conversion, as he did with those sailors. Remember the words of our Lord. My word goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I send it. The reminder is that the Lord simply calls us to proclaim the word of God and then leave the conversion to the Holy Spirit. For the word always accomplishes what God desires. This is the reason that although we invite others to join our worship services, the success of the proclamation of the gospel should not be measured by how many new members we have this year. Rather, the measure of success is that we proclaim the word of God, the message that God has given us. And therefore, the Lord is simply asking you to do one thing: proclaim his word, proclaim his message. Like Jonah, we are reluctant missionaries. However, our reluctancy can still be removed because the Lord has given us a purpose, which is to proclaim the word of God, as well as a message, which is the word from him. We have nothing to fear, because the Lord is always with us as we proclaim that message. The message is not ours, but belongs to God. Now, may you become missionaries who use the opportunities that the Lord places before you to proclaim his word. Amen. Please arise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.